My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about, when to consider seriously dropping out of college. So I paused a little there because Neil swapped the title last minute. So college, actually, this is interesting because Neil and I actually both graduated college, but I think we both took an extra year. Is that correct, Neil?
I took a little bit more than an extra year, but yes, and I didn't want to even go to college in the first place.
So that's the both of us. I took a little more than an extra year. I took an extra year and a half to play poker online. And so I ended up getting 2 degrees. I have one in history and one in economics. Both I don't really use. Go ahead, Neil.
I thought you were going to say you have a degree in poker and one in history or economics or whatever the other one was.
Yeah, well, similar. But I mean, here's the thing, right? Like for me personally, I'm not saying I'm correct as an NLB out. This is just my point of view. I was actually reading something yesterday that was shared by Naval Ravikant talking about agency and what agency actually means, not like a marketing agency, but agency means kind of the freedom or the capabilities to do your own thing and make your own decisions, right? So school to me in general never really jived because I'm like, why am I sitting in this class? I'm actually learning a lot more from games, right? As an example. And you know, this is why other people go to explore other things. Like Steve Jobs at 13 years old, I think he tried to get an internship at HP, right? And you have other people that tried all these things when they're much younger because they had the agency to do so. They had the capabilities and they actually took action, right? And so I think that's super important. And so when you think that something's no longer serving you, it doesn't jibe with you and you find something else that's actually where you feel like you're making a bigger impact and you're learning a lot, that's when I think it's worth thinking about it, right? The difference I think for Neil and I is like, we went through college, at least for me, I went through it to get that piece of paper to make my parents happy, right? I never really wanted to go through it. And I still think, in my opinion, if you're not doing engineering, if you're not going to be a lawyer, if you're not going to do that type of stuff, or a scientist of some kind, college might not be the best fit for everyone. Neil?
Yeah, I agree. Like, I actually look at it where if I didn't go to college and I focused on business, my business would have been much larger right now if I didn't go to college. Like, the amount of money that I lost, and especially those earlier years, because it really starts compounding when you get to start earlier, it really screws you up. And it's funny, Peter Thiel has that program, right, where they invest in companies and people who don't go to college. And he himself went to Stanford. I'm not saying college is bad. You want to go be a doctor, by all means, go to college. And some professions require it. But for most of them, like, you want to be a marketer, you want to be an entrepreneur, going to college and learning concepts about entrepreneur isn't going to help you do well. What will help you do well is just going out there and doing it and learning as you're going.
Nothing really replaces doing at the end of the day. You learn by doing, right? You can read a lot of books. I certainly like reading a lot of books. I listen to a lot of things and that gives me insights, but I have to do after that so I can implement and I can make the mistakes and then I can get better and better. In some cases, I think my dad told me this before, but there's actually people that are known for being professional students, which means they stay in college forever, right? And it's like, what can I do next? Like, there has to be an objective. Like, I know some people right now that are going out to get their MBAs. It's like, okay, you're going to spend 30 grand plus on this thing. What's the objective? What's the ROI? Because it's a business degree, right? What are you going to get from it? And then you get no answer from it. And so, you know, you got to know what you're aiming for at the end of the day.
And you should also look at it from an ROI perspective, like Eric just mentioned. So let's say it ends up costing 30 grand a year. You have to go out there for 2 years or 4 years, depending on if you're getting like a master's degree or if you're just getting a bachelor's degree. But let's say you're getting a bachelor's degree, it's going to cost you 100 grand to keep the math simple. Not only have you lost time where you could have been making money, depending on your profession, but now you also owe money when you graduate and you got to start. So you can technically lose money in multiple ends by going to school. And if you really want to go to school and you love it, by all means, go to school. We're not saying you shouldn't go to school if you don't want to, but we're just saying for most professions, if you're going to school to help you with that, it's not really going to help.
What we're really saying is it just wasn't for us. But you have to think about too, from a compounding standpoint, look, are you compounding in the right direction? Because if you're working on your business for those 2 years, you're compounding on something that you're building on and you can keep doing it over years and years. But on the school side, if you're not learning that much, you really aren't compounding at all. And that time lost, right, is super important. You're never going to get that time back. So that is it for today. marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE to learn about our virtual and our live event. We'd love to see you there and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.